Hello, hello, and welcome back to another Mama's Partnering with God podcast. I am so pleased that you decided to join me again this week as we are diving into boundaries. Now, boundaries can be a scary thing, but once you go through this episode and you hear what it is that boundaries actually are and the importance of them, I think you will have a totally different mindset. And I'm super excited to talk to you about them. I could just talk about boundaries all the time. Kind of a little bit of a freak about that because I don't know. I just really enjoy talking about boundaries and the importance of them and everything that they can do for you and the fact that it's something that God and Jesus have. Like, they have boundaries and they stick to them. And I will go into that deeper later on. But it's so exciting to know that it's not something that we are trying to control, but rather it's something that God is telling us to do. Plus, it also helps out with our priorities that we talked about in a past episode and how it can help us to make our priorities important, set time limits to them, and be able to actually fulfill those priorities so that we feel loved, we feel fulfilled, we feel like we are actually accomplishing something. So, with that being said, there's going to be a lot of great information in this, so grab a pen and paper and let's dive in. Welcome to the Mama's Partnering with God podcast. I am your host, Molly Bunnell, mom, wife, and Jesus lover, and this is where we tackle life struggles with the help and guidance from God. In this podcast, you will find God-led solutions through partnering with God in your life. My mission is to equip you with the tools that will bring you closer to God, allowing you to find faith, hope, and peace so that you can tackle marriage, motherhood, and finances with ease. It can be so easy to let the world run your life, but what do you get from that? Pain? Heartache? Struggle? But with God as your solution and creating a God-led lifestyle, hope, joy, and peace are just knocking at your door. So, if you're ready to finally team up with God, doing things in His strength instead of your own, you better turn that Mickey Mouse on for your kids and plug in those headphones, Mama, so we can go partner with God. Okay, so when it comes to boundaries, I have never really been one to, stick to them in a reason that I always want to say yes to everyone. I don't want to make anyone feel bad or hurt because I'm not able to help them. I'm the kind of person who has always struggled at saying no when I was younger, and as I got older, I kind of backtracked and I started saying no all the time, and there was no happy medium of being able to help people when they needed it and also be able to help myself. I couldn't figure that out, and that's what I love so much about boundaries, and that's why I love to talk about it so much, because I know what it's like going through that, trying to figure out, well, what should I say yes to? What should I say no to? When's it a good time to help someone over helping myself? And those are so many great questions and hopefully things that I will get to today if I have enough time. But like I was talking about earlier, this is something that God has wanted us to do for ever since the beginning of time, because He set boundaries. He is a God of order. He loves things to have a plan, to have a purpose. And so why wouldn't He want boundaries? Why wouldn't He want us to be able to say yes or no to something based off of whether it's going to impact us in our faith, impact us in our lives, impact us in a negative or a positive way? And so that's why I really wanted to talk about this topic today. Plus, like I said earlier, it'll really help you in creating timelines for setting your priorities and being able to successfully achieve everything that is important to you and not just sit there going, well, I know this is important to me, but I don't have time for it, which is a total lie because if you do things the way you should, you will have time for it. It's a matter of cutting things out that aren't actually important to you that you're just doing to do, kind of like me and saying yes to everybody. When I cut those out, then I was able to do the things that I needed for myself. But I went a little overboard and I stopped helping other people. And now I'm trying to find that good balance where I feel good with getting my own things done and at the same time can help other people without impacting my priorities and my needs in a way that will cause a negative effect rather than a positive effect. Plus, if I'm able to pour into my needs and my boundaries and my priorities the way I should, then that means that I am filled up. I am full of love and energy that I can pour into others without hurting them. Like instead of taking from them and taking their love and their joy and being a suck. I don't know how else to phrase it. But sucking the life out of them instead of giving them life. And so that is another reason why I really wanted to talk about this today and the importance of them and help you to realize that boundaries aren't as scary as you think they are. Yes, in a sense, the word itself can be scary because it means you're stopping things. It means that most of the time, if there's a boundary and you cross it, there's a negative effect, and that's kind of what scares us the most. So, as I'm already diving into that, let's dive into our fear that is behind setting boundaries. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is the obvious one that I've already talked about in my own experience, which is saying no. The fact that we have to tell people no can be scary, and not knowing how they're going to respond or knowing how they will respond because you've said it before can be extremely nerve-wracking. And it also can make us feel like a terrible person, like, well, I'm being selfish, I'm not helping them because I need to do this for me, but in all reality, if I don't do that for me, then I suffer, and then instead of actually helping them to my full capabilities, I am actually tearing them down and making things worse for them rather than better. So learning how to say no is a great thing. Difficult, but great. So then the second thing is that we have to enforce the boundaries. Another scary thing, like instead of just being able to walk into a room, say, hey, these are my boundaries, okay, bye-bye, you need to respect them, and everyone just in a perfect world would respect them, but that's not the way life goes. I know that I've set many boundaries, and many times they have been squandered, maybe by myself, maybe by my friends or my family. I love them all to death, and even though I tell them, it means that they actually have to listen, and sometimes they don't listen, and maybe it's because of things going on in their own life, and I don't know this because, you know, communication is the only way to figure this all out, but it's nerve-wracking having to enforce these boundaries when there are so many other factors in play. And so if you clearly communicate your boundaries every single time it happens, eventually they will understand and they will love you more for it, because then they know when they can come over, they know when they can call you, they know when you're free and can hang out and not say no all the time, because saying no to being able to hang out with people, they tend to stop wanting to ask you. But if they know why that you are saying no, then they're going to be more inclined to ask you during the times that you are able to say yes than no. And that is such a big thing. Okay, so the third thing for why we fear setting boundaries is that we fear it will hurt our friends and family. Like, we're scared that if we set a boundary on maybe telling our husband not to call us at a certain time, that maybe it will hurt his feelings, or maybe our children don't understand boundaries, but trust me, they can figure them out no matter how old they are. My daughter is 2 and she understands my boundaries. I mean, there are factors in play that I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna help her be able to do this boundary, that's a terrible phrase, but you get what I'm saying. Respect the boundary by helping her out, maybe giving her something that'll entertain her for a little bit, and then maybe telling her, hey, mommy needs to do this. Once I'm done with this, we can go do that. And she totally gets it. She totally understands. When I was doing this with her when she was even younger, she still understood. It may have been a different language rather than just being able to clearly speak it to her. But it's so true. The boundaries actually help us. They don't hurt us because, like I said earlier, it allows our friends and our families to know when we can say yes rather than when we are more inclined to say no. Oh man, okay. Sorry, I'm a little winded today. My big belly is pushing on my lungs and I cannot breathe very well. So if I sound really winded, I'm sorry. You'll just have to deal with it. Sorry. Okay. So then the last reason why we fear setting boundaries is FOMO, or the fear of missing out, which can be super stressful. I think that's why I always wanted to say yes to helping people all the time, because I didn't want to miss the time with them, to spend quality time with them, to spend time doing whatever it was. I mean, maybe it was an actual physical task we were doing, but it still made me feel wanted. It made me feel appreciated. It made me feel loved. And at the cost to a whole bunch of other things in my life, but I still felt loved. And I'm like, well, I just want to continue to do this. I don't want to miss out on that. And because of that, I just continued to say yes. And then once it eventually made enough of an impact on my life negatively, I had to start saying no. I had to start putting up boundaries and saying, no, I can't do that. And that's when it went too far that way. And then I had to reverse it. But that's the learning process, right? You figure one thing out and then something else happens. You figure that out. And then you go back to where you were. It's kind of a balancing act, trying to figure out where the proper line is. And each season of life, there's going to be a different line depending on how much you need to focus on your own personal needs compared to being able to help other people out. For instance, during my postpartum time, I will not be helping people. And I'm not trying to be rude about it, but I mean, it's going to be stressful. There's going to be a lot going on. I'm going to need to get rest, and I for sure will not be able to go help somebody build a chicken coop. Yeah, that's a wonderful explanation, but you get the point. Like, I won't have the energy for it, and instead of being helpful, I would totally be in the way. Instead of getting them further along like I'm supposed to, I would be slowing them down. And that's just the way it is. It's the way life is. Different seasons, different things. Okay, so those are the 4 things that are why we fear setting boundaries. Now, the exciting part of kingdom boundaries. And I love this explanation. I forget where I heard it, but the fact that boundaries are who we are excites the crud out of me. Like, boundaries are not just yes and no's, are not just, well, I can go do that, but because I don't want to, I'm not going to, kind of thing. There is a reason behind why we set boundaries. There is a reason why we say yes to the things that we want to do and no to the things we don't want to do. And maybe it's not at the forefront of your mind, but once you hear this, it will definitely change your thought on boundaries 100%. So, boundaries protect who you are. They tell everyone, including yourself, that this is me. This is what I value. This is what I'm good at. This is what I believe in. This is what I need, and this is what I feel, and so on. It's your personality. It's everything that everyone, including yourself, needs to know about you. And that is so important, and it's so exciting. Like, it's your beliefs. You are putting up a boundary, pretty much like your property line, around who you are. And if you stretch yourself one way or stretch yourself another way, when it's against your beliefs, when it's against what's important to you, then things shatter. Then you are doing things that you don't actually want to do, doing things that aren't important to you or are not a belief that you think is good. I mean, there is a verse that I wish I would have put up somewhere so that I could have remembered it and actually quoted it correctly for you. But there is a verse that talks about going to your friend's house. Like, it says pretty much, don't go to your friend's house all the time before you become a burden to them and they don't want to see you anymore. Like, God flat out states that, because then you might be intruding on things that they need to do, and instead of telling you no to go home and hurting your feelings and all that kind of stuff, they just let you be there. But it's a boundary that you're stepping on toes, and there are so many more. Jesus set boundaries when he was here. He didn't help everybody. He didn't go out and do a miracle for every single person. That would have led him to exhaustion. It would have led him to burnout, to depression, to overwhelm. And plus, that wasn't the point as to why he was here. He didn't come to earth to do miracles just for the sake of doing miracles. He came to earth to do miracles to show you and me and everybody the amazing things that God can do. And so he didn't go out there to help every single person. He fulfilled his body's physical needs, things like food, water, rest. He made sure that those boundaries were there. Mental needs. He went off on his own to spend time with God, to recoup, to have self-care. He had those boundaries in place so that he could continue to give everybody and pour into everybody God's message, the purpose as to why he was there. He said no, and he didn't allow those who were prideful, manipulative, cynical, baitful to make him do things that he did not want to do and knew that he shouldn't, because they were against what God wanted him to do. Like when when the devil was baiting Jesus when he was out in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, saying, well, you can just snap your fingers pretty much and have something to eat and have something to drink and you would be fine, because you are God, like you can do that, so why don't you do it? He didn't do it because he was not supposed to. That was not what he was supposed to do. And if he would have said yes, then it would have been totally against every single fiber in his body of his belief of why he was there and what he was supposed to do and who he was. And that's exactly why we have these boundaries. We need them so that we can fill up our cups. We need them so that we can say no to the negative things that go against everything we believe. We need these boundaries so that we continue to stay rested and fed and watered. I feel like I'm talking about animals now. But these boundaries are so important in order to keep us alive, able to pour love into everybody else like God commands us to do, and able to just go through life with our physical needs. Jesus had his own property line, and he never strayed from it. And we shouldn't either. Straying from that can cause so many negative things. It can cause us to fall away from God. It can cause us to get overwhelmed and depressed and mentally unstable. And I know I've been there. My last postpartum with my daughter, I was not in a good place. My boundaries were not good. And it wasn't necessarily because of the other people around me asking me to do things, but my own personal self. And it was not a good place to be in. God set boundaries as well. He tells us things like we should each carry our own loads. So like when we have a struggle going on, we need to be able to carry them. Does that mean that we go off and try to do it ourselves and not lean on those around us to help us? No, but it still is saying that we need to be able to do it ourselves and work on it. He also tells us to not be unequally yoked, for what partnership is righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? Because if you are trying to talk to somebody about God and one person doesn't really believe but the other person is a diehard believer, you're not going to be able to actually fellowship. You're not going to actually be able to talk about things that are going to pour love into you and refill your cup. Instead, you're going to maybe be arguing or going against each other. And if you want to take it even further, maybe you talk to an atheist. You're a Christian and you're talking to an atheist. It's not going to work. God also tells us to, but I didn't write the verse down so I can quote it. That verse I was talking about earlier, I have it written down here. It says, let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. Like, oh my goodness. I didn't write the actual verse down, so I'm sorry I can't quote that for you. But if you'd like me to, hop over into the Facebook group and I can look that up for you. Anyways, back to this. God tells us so many things to do, like to help us create those boundaries, to help us not go against who we are and to stay the person that we are meant to be. I mean, God had his commands to help us. In the time of Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, they could eat from any tree they wanted to, except the one of life and death. That tree was forbidden because that tree was what was going to make the world that we have now. It created a sense of right and wrong and opened our eyes to the negative things that he was trying to protect us from. And because they ate of it, the world became the world we know today, which is not always fun, and doing things of the world is not a good thing to do, but I could go off that on that topic for, we'll save that topic for a later date. But it's so true that God does this to protect us. So remember that whenever you are reading the Bible and you see a command that sounds like a boundary, that sounds scary, it's most likely a love letter from God telling you, hey, if you don't set these boundaries and you don't enforce them and you don't communicate them, then you're not going to be the person that you are trying to become. You are going to turn into somebody that maybe you don't enjoy being around yourself, maybe others don't enjoy, and maybe you don't see it yourself. So he tells us what these boundaries are to help us because he loves us. So also remember that if you don't communicate your boundaries to those around you very well and very effectively, then how should they be expected to respect your boundaries? Like, if you set them and you write them on paper and you have these boundaries laid out and they're great and they're good, but you never actually tell anybody what they are, they're more than likely not going to respect those boundaries, not for a lack of love or a lack of wanting to, but because they don't know. And if you don't respect your own boundaries either, they're going to follow your actions and not respect your boundaries. So remember, respecting boundaries is a very fine line. So you got to make sure that you communicate them so that both you and those around you can respect them. Okay, so that was getting a little bit into the next topic of setting these kingdom boundaries. So where do you start? Well, let me ease the pressure and tell you that you already have so many boundaries set. Remember, they are who you are. They are the person that you want to be. They are your beliefs. They are everything that makes you the person you are, your personality, your likes, your dislikes, the things that you agree with, the things you don't agree with, which is kind of the same as likes and dislikes, but you get what I'm saying. You already have boundaries set. And more than likely, they're your beliefs. So it's so much easier to stick to them if they're your beliefs. The ones that are difficult to set and the ones that are difficult to stand by are the ones that are changing throughout your seasons of life. So, like, I have created a block schedule, which I love block scheduling, and there will probably someday be a podcast about block scheduling. Just a heads up. But anyways, I have a block schedule, and it tends to change during different seasons of life, and it's how I'm able to get things done throughout my day in a structured manner that doesn't make me go crazy, and I'm actually able to achieve all of my priorities, all of the physical and mental and structural. I don't have any structural needs, but all of my needs, the fundamental needs that I need in order to make it through my day, my week, my month, there are so many different things. But it changes, like, where things are set in the day, and maybe my priorities change so I don't put as much focus during that block or something of that sort. But it changes. And so being able to stick to that schedule is sometimes really difficult. Or like my morning routines, when it's not something that I enjoy doing and I'm just getting up going, okay, so I was planning on doing this, like practicing getting up earlier, but since I don't have anything to do, I don't want to get up, so I just continue sleeping, and then I sleep through my entire morning routine. And my morning routine is what usually puts me in a calm enough mood that I can make it through my day without being stressed out. Like, oh my gosh, how crazy is that? But these boundaries are the ones that you need to focus on a little bit more, because they're the ones that are going to, like I said, get you to where you need to be. They are your block schedules, the things that change, your physical needs, the wants that you have to do. So then how do you actually set these boundaries? It's different for each person, essentially, but if you just take it one step at a time, you figure out what your priorities are, what's important to you, what you actually need to focus your time on, create a schedule. I know that most people, I was one of those, think that creating a schedule is like not time consuming, but it puts a structure to your day. I'm drawing a blank at the word I'm looking for, but it a schedule can sometimes seem scary because it makes you feel like you have to do maybe the same thing over and over again, which with my block schedule system, you do not have to do that. But it also puts structure to your life, and sometimes structure can be a little overwhelming and scary when you're used to just flying by the seat of your pants. But having that structure allows you to be able to get everything that is important to you done so that your cup is filled. And that's the boundary that allows you to be able to say yes or no to those coming around. Like if you come home from work and you need to cook supper right away, you're not going to be able to go hang out with somebody and then come back and cook supper because maybe you have to put your kids down. But if you come home, cook supper, then afterwards you have time, you can go hang out with your friends, then it makes it so much easier. Plus, it also allows you to be able to do things that fill your cup up rather than negatively impact you and make you the person that is loving and joyful and able to pour love and joy into others rather than suck it out of them. Oh man, I've been that person. I feel like during this pregnancy, I've been that person a lot more than I'd like to admit. And I struggle with it on not the daily, but my husband's like, "You're pregnant, you're fine." I'm like, "Yeah, but I still shouldn't be acting this way. Like, this is not the way I'm supposed to be." Now that I see it, it definitely makes me not want to be that way. But sometimes we're human, we're weak. And that's the great thing, is that in our weakness, God is our strength. And so that during those times, I just lean on Him more and things are so much better for it. So with that being said, I am going to wrap this episode up and probably do a time block episode next or in the near future so that this episode makes a little bit more sense when it comes to setting boundaries. Yay! Okay, with that being said, thank you so much for joining me on another Mama's Partnering with God podcast, and I will see you next time. Hey Mama, before you head out, if this episode has blessed you in any way, would you please go and leave a written review over on Apple Podcasts so that it can reach, bless, and impact many other mamas the way it has you? I also want to personally invite you to come and join me and many other like-minded mamas over in my free Facebook group. I would love to hear your thoughts, answer your questions, and keep this conversation going. Praying God continues to bless you. See you next time.